Jack had had an awful week, and goofing off with his wife at the side of their backyard pool was a good way to give his brain a rest. They hadn't spoken about Jesse since the verdict. That was his decision, not hers. In fact, 6 months earlier, Cindy had seen Jesse as a victim and even encouraged Jack to take her case. That was pretty big of her, given the history between him and Jesse. Cindy shifted her legs. Maybe it was the Jesse experience lingering in his mind, but Jack couldn't take his eyes off Cindy. Playing by the rules. Was that what their marriage was about? Lord knows they'd tried to make things work. A string of marriage counselors and more sessions than Jack could count. In the end, it came down to how hard they were willing to work at the relationship. When it came to work, Jack was a regular beast of burden. Cindy was no slacker either. Even since their last counselor had basically given up on them, Cindy had made it her mission to keep their relationship fresh. It seemed she was always changing something about herself, and Jack couldn't help but wonder what all the changes were about. Was she really just trying to keep married life interesting, or was she still fighting off demons and struggling to find happiness? Tonight, she had her blonde hair pulled straight back with a wide headband, her Valley of the Dolls look, as she called it. They had been talking about his case with Jesse, but Jack could tell that the subject of an old girlfriend was wearing very thin with his wife. Besides, she seemed to have an unusual sparkle in her eye tonight, one he hadn't seen for a while. Cindy laid a warm hand on his thigh.
Jack?
What?
I think I'm ovulating.
Huh? She arched an eyebrow, pointing with her eyes toward the bedroom.
There had been times when it seemed their marriage was hanging by a thread, but every